This is Senator Al Simpson. With the huge Soviet nuclear stockpile up for grabs, it's ever more important to build up our own strategic defense. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the old Soviet Union has 30,000 nuclear warheads ready for action. Now, instead of only one central force to watch out for, U.S. intelligence has to now keep its eye on those separate republics that haven't yet quite decided the fate of these terrible destructive weapons. Ted, are you able to tell us with complete certainty that none of them will ever fall into the hands of a brooding third world nation or a violent terrorist group? And what about the unemployed Soviet scientist who needs a fast buck? The need for us to build a strategic defense has never been greater. The Soviet Union is a dead duck, but that doesn't mean we ignore the continuing and perhaps growing future threat which only a strategic defense can meet head on. And don't bury your old head in the sand on this one, Ted.
Al, stop peddling that Star Wars snake oil. Whenever we face a new security challenge, you dust off Ronald Reagan's mirage of a missile-proof Metrodome protecting the United States. You're right to worry about keeping Soviet nuclear weapons out of the wrong hands, but spending billions on Star Wars is no answer. Senators Sam Nunn and Dick Lugar have a better idea. Use funds from the defense budget to help the Russians dismantle their nukes. Let's strengthen the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty to keep renegade nations and freelancing terrorists from getting nuclear technology. Let's also beef up theater defenses like the Patriot missile. The greatest threat is dictators like Saddam getting nuclear warheads and putting them on short-range scuds they already have. Controlling the Soviet arsenal is an urgent challenge, but there's no simple solution. Star Wars won't magically solve the problem. The Metrodome idea works for the Super Bowl, Al, not for national defense. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.